Many retirees are concerned about taxes. On June 23rd, the IRS again changed the rules that just might help your tax situation for 2020. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the 360 Blue Financial Strategies Show. Join us as we discuss actionable steps you can take today to gain financial freedom. Jonathan Pop, Iris Sagrado, and Glenn Steers are registered representatives offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. 360 Blue Financial Strategies and United Planners are not affiliated. The views expressed are those of the speaker as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results. Now on to the show.
Here's a bit of a recap. Under normal circumstances, the year you turn 72 is the year the IRS makes you take out mandatory distributions from your retirement accounts. For many people, this isn't a big deal because they might already be taking money out of their IRA, for example, just to retire on. But there still are lots of other retirees who have these retirement accounts and don't need the money yet. So rather than just let it sit there untouched, the IRS wants to get paid, so they force everybody at age 72 and above to redeem some of their money every year. That way they can tax it. This is called the required minimum distribution, or RMD for short, and it can be a bit of a bummer. Well, along came the coronavirus. In an attempt to help us and the economy, the government passed the CARES Act, and one of the many helpful things in that bill was the waiver of 2020 RMDs, meaning if you normally had to take out an RMD in 2020, now you don't have to. That's great. Great for the people paying attention. Many RMDs are distributed from financial institutions automatically every year, and each institution has its own way of doing business. Some institutions may have updated their system right away, and others may not have. So it's possible that your retirement account still might send you an RMD for the year. If you need that money, that's no problem. But if you don't need it, then all that distribution does is take money out of your retirement account, and it increases your taxable income. So if that's you and you don't need the money, make sure your retirement plan isn't going to send you an RMD. Now here's where another change comes in. The CARES Act passed on March 27th of this year. So by that time, some people had already taken out their RMDs. It's very common for people to set it up automatically that their RMD is taken out in January. A lot of people just want to get their obligation taken care of for the year, and then that way they don't have to worry about it. You may have already taken it out and you don't even know about it. Many people who are in the situation where they don't need their RMD have two different accounts set up at their financial institution. They'll have their retirement account, let's say, for example, their IRA, and then they'll have a non-retirement account. So they'll set it up on autopilot that every year, their required minimum distribution comes out of their IRA and goes directly into their non-retirement account. So it just goes from one account to the other without the person ever taking hold of it. That might be you. And also, many people don't even know about this rule change. It's not like the everyday person is completely tuned in to every detail of every bill that Congress passes. And think of the time frame. When it passed on March 27th, all people were thinking about was the growing panic of the spread of the coronavirus. It was only the week before that many states started going on lockdown. The news that a lot of people paid attention to regarding the CARES Act was the stimulus checks. The government was sending money to people tax-free, and at least in terms of the CARES Act, that's what the news was focused on. So here we are. It's July, and for one reason or another, if you're retired, you might find yourself in the situation that you already took out your RMD. This might be you, or if you're younger, it might be your parent or another loved one. Now, most people don't go around talking about their personal finances, so it might be a little odd to just go ask your parents, hey, Mom and Dad, did you take out your RMD this year? So if you want to help them but not be completely awkward about it, just have them listen to this show. On June 23rd, the IRS came out with a clarification about the CARES Act. In this clarification, the rules are now as follows. If you took out your RMD for 2020, you can put it back into your retirement account by August 31st of this year. So you have a little over a month to look into this. How big of a deal is this? Well, it depends how big your RMD is. The IRS has a formula which calculates the rate of the RMD. The formula uses your age and the size of your account at year end of last year. So if you're 75 years old and the value of your retirement account on December 31st, 2019 was $1 million, your RMD would be about $43,000. So your taxable income increases by $43,000. I would guess for many people in this situation that an increase in taxable income of $43,000 is not desirable. That's enough that it might put you in a new tax bracket, or it could increase the amount of your Medicare premiums, since some of your Medicare premiums are determined by your income. So here's the bottom line. If you think you have an RMD coming to you, or if you think you already took one out and want to put it back, now is the time to call your financial advisor or your financial institution and make sure everything is set up to your wishes. You may have a good opportunity to improve this year's tax situation. And with that, I am all done. Thanks for listening. Now go have yourself a glorious day.
For more information, go to 360blue.com. That's THREESISTY, blue.com. Keep in mind that this show is designed to be educational only. The representatives on this podcast do not provide legal or tax advice. For individual guidance, please speak with someone who knows you and your situation.